Are you running a Google ad campaign that's just not getting enough leads or sales? Yeah? Then this video is one you're gonna want to watch. Because today I'm gonna share 7 tips on how to boost the performance of your Google Ads campaign and get a dramatic increase in profitable leads. The 7 tips I'm about to share with you are surprisingly often overlooked, but trust me, when implemented, they're game changing and will allow you to see a huge improvement in the performance of your ads. If you're new to the channel, welcome. I'm Kurt from OnBase Media, and I'm here to help you get more local customers for your service business. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community and hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. Okay, on to the good stuff. The first tip is to have the correct bidding strategy. When you're setting up your ad campaign, you need to make sure that you select the right bidding option. For a new campaign, we want to focus on clicks instead of conversions. This is because at the start of the campaign, Google doesn't have any data from previous ad campaigns that it can use for conversions to be successful. So setting a bidding objective to conversion straight away can throw your campaign off track and you'll see your ad struggling to generate leads. Instead, select clicks at the start, and when your ad campaign has generated at least 30 leads, then change the bidding strategy to conversions. With the information from 30 leads, Google can now analyze your conversion data and your ad's performance will be much better. The second tip is to set the right CPC to beat your competition. When setting the maximum cost per click, or CPC, you should go to Google Keyword Planner and check what the top of the page bid is for your keywords. For instance, if the top of the page bid is £7, set your CPC to £8.22. Why the extra 22 pence? Because then we will outbid anyone who has just bid in £8. So always put a random number at the end to gain a competitive edge. Moving on, our third tip is to make sure that the conversion tracking is set up correctly. Some businesses have 10 different conversion trackers on for one ad, and from our experience, too much. You only want to have conversion tracking for actions that lead to sales. You want to track 3 actions. First, your thank you page conversions. Whenever someone fills out a form, take them to a thank you page and set it up as a conversion so you know exactly how many people have filled out your form. Second, tracking your call extensions. You want to track how many people are directly calling your business from your ads call extensions. And lastly, you want to track how many people are calling you from your landing page, i.e. clicking on your callable phone link. After that, you can analyze all the data and optimize your ads for the actions that are generating the most leads. Tip number 4 is to have a negative keyword list. Most businesses tend to overlook this step when setting up a new campaign, but you really can't afford to drop the ball with this one. By not having a negative keyword list, you'll end up spending your ad budget very quickly and probably get very little in return. Negative keywords prevent your ads from showing up for searches that aren't related to what you're offering. For instance, if you're running ads for a drainage company, you don't want your ads to show up for searches like drain cleaner and drain auger. These are all drainage products, and people who are searching for these terms are looking to buy them and not hire your drainage company. Similarly, you want to add the name of your competitors in the negative keyword list. Again, if someone is directly searching for your competitor, it's highly unlikely they will hire you instead. If your ads keep showing up for these irrelevant searches, you'll just be wasting valuable budget. To get you started, we'll drop a standard negative keyword list for home service businesses in the description of this video. Feel free to use it in your ad campaign. The 5th tip is to have a landing page. You always want to run your ads to a dedicated landing page. This is our client's landing page, and as you can see, there are no links to other pages. And when you click on any of these tabs, it takes you to the related section without ever leaving the landing page. This is purposely done to keep the visitors on the landing page and encourage them to fill in the lead form when they're done browsing through the information. We don't want our potential clients to navigate to different pages and get distracted. Make it so they can see all your reviews and images on your landing page and get all the information they need in one place. Once satisfied, they should be presented with the option to fill the lead form or give you a call to get booked in or find out more about your services. Landing pages like this have a much higher conversion rate than sending your visitors to your website. The 6th tip is to have the partner network settings switched off. Settings, you have search network and display network. If you have both of these options switched on, then your ads will be shown on different websites that are partnered with Google. In our experience, both these options will get you traffic and clicks on your ads, but you will see little in terms of conversions. So for service-based businesses, it's better to have both of these options turned off. As a result, you'll see your ads perform a lot better. And the last tip is to get your ad quality score up. Always make sure that your quality score is above 5. As you can see, the ad quality score for these ads we're running is 7 out of 10. Once you get your quality score above 5, your ads will start to perform much better. And once you get it to 7 and above, your cost per lead will come down drastically. This will allow you to generate more leads without increasing your budget. The two quickest ways to get your ad quality score up are by 1, making sure that the keywords you're targeting match your ad copy, which are your headline and descriptions. If your ads are appearing for roof repair searches, then your headlines and descriptions should be about roof repairs. Secondly, make sure that you run all your ad traffic to a dedicated landing page that matches the keywords you're targeting. For instance, if your ads are shown up for boiler repair searches, then your landing page should be all about boiler repairs and nothing else. And these are the 7 tips that, if implemented, will boost the performance of your ads significantly. Thanks for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section letting us know the results you get from implementing these tips. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one. You